It's Thursday, February 20, 2025.
The important part is freezing the assets.
Federal prosecutor resigns over improper Trump order to claw back EPA grants for clean energy. Fossil-fueled extreme weather has doubled the price of cocoa and coffee. Plus,
we are not subservient to a king or anyone else out of Washington.
Trump cancels New York City's successful first-in-the-nation congestion pricing.
And declares himself king. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
President Donald Trump tweeted, "Long live the king." I'm here to say New York hasn't labored under a king in over 250 years. We sure as hell are not going to start now.
Excellent, Governor Hochul. Have you checked with the king about that? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess we have to start here with coffee and cocoa. These are two of my favorite things.
Yes, the costs of climate change continue to mount, and it is now coming for your coffee and your chocolate.
Damn it!
A new analysis finds steep price spikes linked to extreme weather. Since 2022, cocoa prices have quadrupled, and coffee prices have doubled, with yields hammered by a combination of excessive rainfall and high temperatures in producing regions.
I thought Donald Trump was going to fix all of this.
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh.
He's making it worse.
Oh.
The Trump administration's dismantling of the federal government is already degrading services at our already understaffed national parks. Trump's hiring freeze and purges of experienced critical park rangers and federal workers is already disrupting visitor services at the nation's most crowded parks and taken reservation systems offline. Experts warn that escalating extended disruptions will affect rural gateway communities that rely on park tourism revenue.
And people really do not like when the national parks are shut down. They really like their national parks.
Scientific research organizations are concerned that Trump's arbitrary firings of government scientists will cripple U.S. science research and global leadership in unrecoverable ways. The Trump White House forced the National Science Foundation, which funds vital scientific research, to fire 10% of its workforce. The Department of Homeland Security, FEMA's parent agency, issued a stop work order on all climate-related projects and a purge of all climate change terminology across the entire agency. At the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the head of the Food Safety Division has quit in protest over sweeping staff cuts that he says will hamper the agency's ability to protect public health. Mm. The Agriculture Department announced this week that it accidentally fired officials working to combat the spread of bird flu and is now working hard to try to rehire them.
Oops.
But the biggest news, the top federal criminal prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., resigned on Tuesday rather than comply with what she said were improper orders from the Trump administration to freeze the assets of climate-related grants approved by Congress and already allocated by the EPA. Veteran prosecutor Denise Chung also said she refused an order to open a criminal investigation into the grants, saying she had not yet found any evidence of criminality. The probe was intended to justify EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin's push to claw back roughly $20 billion in grants for climate resilience projects under the Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act. Zeldin's unsupported allegations were based on a deceptive video by a right-wing propaganda group that falsely portrayed the grants as illegal. And finally, Trump Transportation Secretary and former reality TV star Sean Duffy on Wednesday abruptly revoked approval of New York City's wildly successful congestion pricing toll on private vehicles entering Lower Manhattan. The revenue goes to fund the city's mass transit infrastructure. In just 1 month, congestion pricing dramatically reduced the city's notorious traffic. Car crashes and pedestrian injuries were cut in half. Lawsuits are already underway to reverse the decision. Here's New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul.
I don't care if you love congestion pricing or hate it. This is an attack on our sovereign identity, our independence from Washington. The next time you're stuck in traffic, the next time your train is delayed, the next time you're in a flooded station because infrastructure repairs were not made, I want you to think of this.
And think about this, Governor Hochul. The White House, in making this announcement, said congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan and all of New York is saved. Long live the king. Along with an AI photo of Donald Trump wearing a crown. It came from the White House. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Here comes the king.